Tuesday, November 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Oil market price discovery is the sum of much global manipulation from OPEC Plus, as well as factors that are out of anyone's control, as with the pandemic. That produced a swing from negative prices during the COVID shutdown to a recent $84 a barrel. The crude oil market appears to have followed the fundamentals. It did not go one way and the fundamentals the other, as if there were already not enough manipulation of energy markets. The Biden administration has joined with a hands-on response to higher oil prices that are creating the political threat of inflation. He is countering with threats of opening the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, as well as encouraging other industrialized nations to do likewise. The United States, China, Japan, South Korea, and India may release 100 to 120 million barrels from their collective strategic petroleum reserves. That might bring down the price of crude a few dollars for a little while, but then when reserves were exhausted, prices would go up more than ever. OPEC Plus would play their hand accordingly. Strategic oil reserves were not meant to be used to depress markets, but to fill in for bona fide shortages. We are not in that situation yet. The Biden administration's energy policy comes out both sides of their mouths differently. They asked OPEC Plus to increase production, which they refused to comply with, as they are back in the black again and have no reason to overproduce. They are still healing from pandemic losses. We were self-sufficient in oil production pre-COVID, so why not help our domestic producers recover? Helping oil companies is not in their ideology. The market is working to boost production. Give it some time and supply will surpass demand. Dumping reserves on the market will send the wrong signal to producers, and they will curtail expanding production, which is exactly what we do not want. Instead of importing oil from Canada, they are canceling pipelines that would deliver it to us, while creating a potential shortage of natural gas this winter by threatening to shut down existing ones. They want low energy prices while they transition to new energy sources. I do not think that I'll own an EV in my remaining lifetime. Good luck threading the needle. The United States has better oil than most of the rest of the world. By that I mean that it is sweeter with a lower carbon output. It is oil, but the kind given the choice that should be favored by environmentalists over other sources. Shale oil producers shut down during COVID, but their production can be brought back online in as short a time as a little of 6 weeks, according to Peter Zeihan. By the way, the United States is the world's largest oil producer. So here we have this potential to literally solve higher oil price inflation in as little as 2 months, and Biden is instead asking OPEC Plus to do it because it would not look good to promote his climate change bill while helping shale oil producers recover. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Oil prices have jumped, so the first knee-jerk reaction from this administration is to charge that oil companies are fixing gas prices at the pump and that an investigation by the FTC is needed. I think that this is primarily being used as a scapegoat. I do not think that anyone smart in this administration actually believes that gas prices are being fixed. The truth is that energy markets are being driven by real fundamentals. When you try to bully market forces, it often turns out badly. Just because that you do not like a market does not mean that it is manipulated. The previous administration failed to set RFS blending requirements for 2021, and this one has delayed doing so as well, kicking the can down the road on 2022 requirements. There is also concern that one reason for the delay is that they may reduce the mandates. They have submitted them to OMB for review, which may take another few weeks. They have not yet announced decisions on many pending SRE requests, having denied only one request while reversing three others approved by the previous administration. Biden's EPA is a fence sitter. This creates uncertainty about where this administration is really at on biofuel use. These blending requirements force them to put their marker down. It feels like the only time that this administration caves into big oil is when it comes to not promoting biofuel. The last administration left the biofuel industry in disruption, and this one has not fixed it. Biden loves unions, and union refinery workers have been sold a bill of goods on biofuel that they have passed on to Biden. The Renewable Fuel Association says that the biofuel industry supports 100,000 union jobs. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.